It is time for us to check in with Pat Pagano, get a look, of course, at our tri-state forecast. And since I have been broadcasting from my home studio for the past couple of weeks, I haven't been out much as I recover from my tests that I had. So I know there's snow out there, and I think it's the first snow we've had in February. It's a light snow, but there might have been, I just can't remember if it snowed at all before in February this year, Pat.
Yeah, well, neither can I, but I think you're probably right. And, I said a wintry mix or even some rain, depending upon where you are this morning. Because if you go just south, it's really in the form of light rain. This will not amount to much. Temperatures will be between 35 and 40. Any precipitation will end early this evening, then clearing out and breezy 25 to 30. Now, tomorrow we get some sun ahead of the next storm at a high of 40 to 45 for Wednesday. The next storm, which is coming across the Rockies, is going to just bring blizzard conditions to the Dakotas and the upper Midwest. People out there are going to be getting feet of snow, not inches. Okay, as that system stretches out, it's going to be west to east. We will begin to see precipitation Wednesday night. It'll start off as snow and go over to sleet and freezing rain. And we'll have freezing rain and sleet for a while on Thursday. There could easily be an accumulation of ice with this. So, not pretty, folks. The highs Thursday, right where we don't want them, low 30s, right around that freezing mark. And then behind the storm, partly cloudy and windy, mid-30s Friday. Saturday, although a mix of sun and clouds, it's only going to probably be in the 20s most of the day on Saturday. Sunday, we may get a little snow. But it looks to me like I will bail out in time for our movie premiere this coming Saturday. I don't expect any precipitation, so I expect it to go off without a hitch.
All right, now when you say the little snow on Sunday, is that just from a front coming by or possibly a small storm?
On Sunday, that's going to be a small little low pressure system. Yeah, a small little low one. But I don't think it's going to be a big one. So that's a good thing. Which means if you whatever snow you get is going to be very, very light. I would say you're looking at, maybe 1 to 3 inches at best. What do you think?
That sounds okay to me. That sounds okay to me. I'm in the studio all the time, so I can look out and it looks pretty.
Right, you don't have to worry about walking down the ramps and everything like that, right?
No, and of course, what you're saying for Wednesday, that's a real blessing,
For Wednesday, yeah, but not Wednesday night.
No.
Wednesday night or Thursday, very high. Could be really icy.
That's what I meant to say. I don't have to worry about getting up that ramp on Thursday morning.
Oh, why are you going out Wednesday? Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, yeah. I'm not going in, but if I were going in, I'd have to battle the ice. But I'm not going in, so it's good news for me.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad. So, either way, you didn't have to worry about it.
No, I don't have to worry about it. I can just stay nice and warm in my studio and do what I do here right at 142 Factory Street.
Well, yeah, that's good. That's good. So, in the meantime, I'll take a deep breath because, as you know, it was off yesterday morning. Dan worked for me until 9. Then I took over after that. And, it was a lot of catch-up work. And it was hours and hours trying to figure out what's going on because of, we have clients out west in Minnesota. And, of course, we have clients in northern New England and all over the place. So the forecast varies from place to place. It was really tough, and it's going to continue to be tough for a week. I was looking for this week to be nice and easy because I have so much to do in preparation for the movie premiere on Saturday. But, of course, Mother Nature didn't deal me an easy one. Must have said, tough, Pat. You're going to have to work your little fingers off.
All right, now I finally saw pictures of the reservoirs in California, and they now are at 70%
from zero.
From like 10 to 15% with all the rain they had, they're about 70% full now.
That is good.
It's amazing when you see the before the this rain season and after. It's amazing when you look at the difference. It's an amazing amount of water.
Oh yeah, and you know we say this all the time. Weather always balances out. It always has to balance, and it did there. And it's sure it's going to do the same here. You know, again, the lack of snow this winter and storms, is that going to mean a wet spring and or summer? Who knows? I'm sitting back. I take it 5 days at a time now, Marshall, because over 5 days, it doesn't work. I looked at the computer guidance last night, and they were forecasting a pretty big blockbuster snowstorm for us come next week at this time. And I said, look at that. Within a week, you know, they're saying that we're going to get a big snow. Came in this morning, looked at the guidance. Guess what, Marshall?
Nothing.
You got it.
Bubkis. Is my grandmother.
Yep. So that's the scoop.
Well, one final story here. For those of you that like to go to Florida, which I do, and like to live down there, did you hear about this 85-year-old woman in Port St. Lucie?
Oh, the one that was attacked by the alligator.
Well, her dog was attacked, and she went in to fight the alligator to get the dog. So the alligator left the dog alone and got her and killed her. Just a horrible story. But you have to say, you know, you can't get into an argument with an alligator, because if you make one fatal mistake, they're on you like that. But I feel so. The dog escaped and she didn't.
What a shame.
That's tough.
And she was 85.
85.
God bless you. And what about the alligator that they pulled out of Prospect Park, Brooklyn?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Somebody must have, like, had it as a pet, yeah, dumped it in the pond there, and it was pretty lethargic, they say. But now it's in the Bronx Zoo and in rehabilitation.
All right, this alligator, by the way, they caught it and got rid of it, but it was 11 feet long.
Whoa.
I don't know if I'd mess with an alligator 11 feet long.
Neither would I.
I want my dog to be safe, but yeah, oh wow. But she must have been a feisty, strong woman, so sorry for her family for that. Well, let's go into the feisty forecast.
Yes, well, we have a wintry mix. And again, it'll be alternating here and there, back and forth, very, very light, 35 to 40 today. It will all end early this evening, clearing and breezy, and it's cold, 45 to 30. Some sun, 40 to 45 Wednesday. Now, we look for a wintry mix changing over to freezing rain and sleet Wednesday night and into Thursday. Low 30s Thursday. Partly cloudy, windy, mid-30s on Friday.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you from Casa Miles again tomorrow.
Okay. You continue to improve.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.